Namaste. My name is Louis Zimmerer, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak how to change a habit. So when we are making two lists, the first list is why we want to change our habit, and the second list, why we can't do that. And then we feel that feeling that is in the way to change our habit. And then we learn the new habit. And the next step is we doing the right habit again and again until we have reprogrammed our subconsciousness or our faith system or belief system. I want to give you some examples. One example: there was a time in my life where I had fear of dogs because the dogs were attacking me and barking very angry on me. So I went to my friend and told him what I should make. And he said, very simple, snap with one hand the mouth of the dog. You see, this is a dog mouth or snout, make it a stop, and he cannot open the mouth anymore. With the other hand, you pack the neck of the dog, and then as he has to, cannot make anything. It's just so simple, and it works. Okay, so he told me, and then I was very excited and fearful, and then I said, okay, just try it out. I went to this. To this dog, there were three big hunting dogs, no? And they were attacking me and barking like crazy. And the first dog I got, no, went zitz, zitz. And then the dog was whimpering, the other dogs were running away. Okay, afterwards I went to the farmer, or to the owner, he was a farmer, and my sweatshirt was torn from the dog, and charged the money for the sweatshirt. So it was just so simple. Just do it, and I face your fear, and then, or face first your fears, and then do it. This is it. And afterwards, I had no fear anymore for the dogs, because it's just so simple. It's not, cannot make anything anymore. Okay, the other thing is, maybe you don't believe that, but it is totally true. I was, when I was a boy, shy, I was a stutterer, and I had no confidence to approach girls, but a sexual drive, like every boy. So what to do? So, and very late, after I was 25, I decided to go to a group, Sexual Awareness. And there I released my fears of sexuality, of women, of girls, and so on. And afterwards, it was much easier with the girls. Still, I could not date them. So, and the girls dated me, so there was no problem at this case. But it daunts me, no? So, and the girls made it very simple. They look in my eyes, no? You see? Just look in the eyes, smile. Then you approach very slowly. Keep your feelings in your heart and look on here and look what's her feeling or his feeling. Come closer and then just embrace the girl. And believe in one thing, it is working for everybody. And the good thing, I didn't have to talk. because I was stutterer. Makes sense, oh? Then it was quite simple, just go in the bed, this was it. Simple things are work. Instead to talk 2 or 3 hours, just embrace. But see first if she would like to embrace you. So I watch all the time, does she like me or not? Does she like to get embraced? Then do it. Thing is over. Simple things, no? So if we see this concept, why is this concept working? Very simple. We perceive every moment in our life through the eyes from our past, from our childhood mainly. And then we repeat the situation again and again until we go with awareness through the situation. So if there is a situation, for instance, fear of dogs or afraid to date a girl, then this is connected to our past. So if we face our feelings, what are in the way, and Zen meditation or Zen making it very simple, feel your feelings and don't be your feelings. The problem is the identification, not the feelings at all. If I face my fears, then the fears have not anymore the power over us. And we see so many decisions from our life we are making through our fears. Instead, just to do it. Life would be much, much better. Or fear is a bad guide, for instance, one short quote. This means that fears never should be our decision maker. So the other choice is what many people are doing, they suppress the fears, but then it's getting even worse. Then we decide unaware through our suppressed feelings. Then you hear, I don't like to do this, I don't like to do this, and in reality the guy has fear to do that. Nothing more. But he is not aware of it because he has suppressed it. So this simple thing is just to feel the feelings, and then we can learn the new habit, and then we do it again and again until the new habit is a part of ourself. It's just everything is connected to our past. Go through it, let it go, our traumas, feel the feelings, and do it in any case. Okay. Thank you very much that I could speak about that. And bye.